Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is to share a few moments of your Sunday morning. We pray this morning that this day finds you well and up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord. We know it's a holiday weekend, I guess you might say, but certainly we're thankful to have the freedom to worship our Lord this morning, to be able to go and we're in that we feel led, we're in that the Lord is, where the word's being preached. Some say go wherever you want. I disagree with that. I believe you need to be where the Lord sends you and where the Lord leads you this morning, and where the gospel's being preached in the fullness and the power of it today. And we'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel, located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. And our service times, our Sunday school starts at 10 a.m. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evenings, we have a youth service and a Bible study. And we'd certainly invite you to join us each and every time you can. If you're not able to come and be with us, boy, we'd love for you to lift us up in prayer to the Lord. We're standing in that need of prayer. Never got to the place, never will, that we don't need the prayers of those we love. We appreciate the encouragement that we get from time to time. We hear from folks maybe out around here and there, and somebody will tell us they listen, and we appreciate that. It's encouragement to us. We never know for sure who might have it tuned in, but it is our prayer and our hope that it might be a help to someone along the way this morning. So you join us in a word of prayer today. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as I come before you this morning, God, Lord, no one knows greater than you, Father. God, the weakness, Father, and how great that we need your touch and your strength. And, oh, Lord, you used to talk about needing a little touch. Father, I need so much more than a little touch today, God. Father, I need your strength and your help. God, your leadership, your guidance, Lord. And, God, we thank you today, Father, for the blessings of life, for the freedom we enjoy in this nation, God. Hi, Lord, and we recognize today, God, that it's not free, that it's cost a great price. How that many young men have laid down their life, God, that we might be able to enjoy how the freedom of our civil liberties today. But God, we recognize further this morning how that you laid down your life, God, that we might be free and free indeed today. How free from the curse of sin and free, God, how from that awful place called hell. How this morning, God, we thank you, Lord, for your half of your saving grace. And God, as we look unto you in this hour, half, Father, we seek the leadership and guidance of that blessed Holy Spirit. Half, Father, that we might do exactly what you'd have us to do in this hour, God. Half, Father, we look to you to bless now the reading of your word. And God, to bless the teaching thereof, God, the preaching, Lord. And God, allow us this time, this morning, God, how to lift up that precious bloodstained banner today. How, Lord, that we might help someone along the journey, God. How, Father, we don't know this morning how who might be out there. How, God, they might need salvation. How, Father, they might need encouragement. How they might need a healing this morning. How, Father, I'm so glad today, Lord, how that you're able to provide all these things. How, Lord, I'm glad this morning you're not bound how by the weakness and the foolishness of men. How, but oh God, how, Father, you're able to work and none can hinder this morning. How, Lord, I'm glad today how that all things are possible with you. How, Father, now bless them that lie on the beds of affliction, God. God, how, Father, them we trust it's home recovering. How, them in the homes in the hospital. How, Lord, we ask for Brother Kenneth out in Missouri this morning. How, Lord, they just so many, God, how that need your touch today. How, but, Father, we recognize this morning how these healings to be temporal. Father, there's so many more this morning that need that eternal healing. Father, that need to be born again. Lord, help them to see God. Help them to understand this morning. Father, oh God, I bless the good station today, Lord, Brother Mark. Father, as they endeavor to keep the gospel going out. Lord, we know in these times, Father, many would silence it. But, oh Lord, we're thankful today, God, that you've made a way in provision. Father, we ask you to bless your church. Wherever your children gather together this morning, to lift up that precious blood-stained banner. Lord God, I'm glad today, Father, that you're a big God. Lord, so much bigger than our little narrow minds can comprehend. Father, bless your children throughout the land. God, again, the young men and women in the service of our country this morning. God, those units in the heat of battle there in Afghanistan and other places. God, be with them and be with their anxious families, God, we pray. And Lord, again, God, more than anything this morning, Father, send that convicting spirit to them that don't know you in a free pardon of sin, that they might, before this day comes to an end, Lord, God, bless now the reading of your word, for we ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, we're just going to read maybe a verse of scripture be found in the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And the 5th verse, and the Apostle Paul writing here, has said, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you. I accept ye be reprobates. This morning, I'd invite you to take a few minutes today and to begin to examine your own life. I know this morning these many experts out there today at examining everyone else's life. This bunch over here does this and this bunch does that. This one does this and this one does that. My Bible tells me this morning, let a man examine himself today. You search deep this morning. The psalmist David one time, back there in the 139th Psalm, I begin to ask the Lord, search me, O Lord, know me, show me, God, where I stand this morning. Are you willing today to ask the Lord if you're all right or not? I'm not asking you this morning to measure yourself according to your neighbor. I don't measure yourself according to the little church up the road. This morning, are you all right in the sight of God? Have you truly been born again today? Are you free today from the curse of sin? I've thought this weekend, as we celebrate independence, freedom in our land. How many are really free today from the curse of sin and the law? My Bible says you can be free. Free indeed today. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that walk in the Spirit. This morning, I examine yourself. There's an old song says, I can take you to the place, I can tell you now the time, where the Lord saved me. It wasn't an intellectual endeavor. It wasn't an examination of the facts. It was by the Spirit of God. I was born into the family through the precious blood of the Savior. I can take you to that little church there on Timberman Avenue. I can walk you right up. I'm blessed. your sweet name this morning. Out of that place, just a little right of the altar. I'm brother, we're at March 24th, 1974, right about noon. God save my wretched soul. I'm brother, I can tell you when it took place. I'm brother, I rose up off that altar. I saw with new eyes. I heard with new ears. I'm brother, I talked with a new tongue. I'm blessed with sweet name today. I had a new walk. Yea, my friend. I let a man examine himself. According to the teachings of the Word of God. I'm brother, I've heard him say, why this one's all right and that one's all right. I'm brother, does your heart condemn you today? How does the preached Word of God cause you trouble this morning? Or does it feed your hungry soul? I'm brother, let me ask you this. How does your life point to Christ? Or does it point the other way? I'm brother, your daily walk, your daily talk, how there in the workplace, how there in the community. I'm brother, are you a light? Are you just another point of darkness? I'm brother, this morning, I believe deep down, you know exactly where you stand. How men can persuade this, how men can persuade that. I'm brother, over my journey, how they've tried to tell me this way was right, and that way. Let me warn you right now, you might as well not waste your breath, nor my time this morning. I'm brother, I believe what thus saith, how the Word of God. I'm brother, nobody had to convince me I was all right. Nobody had to persuade me. I'm brother, I didn't have to pass an examination of man. I'm a brother, I had to do a self-examination and find this morning whether you're right or wrong, whether you're in or out. I'm brother, there's not. I like that beautiful song says, life has many choices, but eternity has two. I'm brother, you're either in or out, right or wrong, light or dark, there isn't an in-between. I'm brother, I thought about it not long ago. I remember when you got a cup of coffee, it was black, it had cream, it had sugar or cream and sugar. I'm brother, if you stop by Starbucks, they've got a whole menu, a so-called coffee today. I'm brother, but eternity still has two choices. I'm brother, it's heaven or hell. You're either right or wrong, saved or lost. You examine yourself. I'm brother, I didn't ask you what your intentions were. I didn't ask you what promises you've made. I'm brother, right now, this moment, if death should call, if the Lord split the eastern sky, I'm brother, would you be heaven bound or hell bound? Are you ready or not? You know deep down inside, by the witness of the Holy Spirit of God, I believe you know whether you're right or wrong, whether you're saved or lost. That's why Paul said, I let a man examine himself. I'm brother, he didn't call me to examine you, but he called me, told me how to examine my own self, how to see whether I'm in the faith or not. I'm brother, I can tell you with the assurance, with the comfort, with the blessed assurance of the Word of God, when my earthly house, this tabernacle be dissolved, I have a home eternal in the heavens, I'm not made with hands. Do you this morning, have you made preparation today? Brother, it's sad today that so many will find other things to do other than enter the house of the Lord. But this morning, I'm going beyond that. I'm asking you to look further than that. Brother, this morning, are you ready to face Jesus? Are you ready to give an account of your life? Are you ready this morning to leave this world? I pray you are. God bless you this morning. This has been Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.